Welcome back, everyone, to NDC here in beautiful, stunning Oslo, Norway.
Yes, it's all true.
I brought my good friend and colleague, John Galloway, up
here
to talk chess. That's right, we're the Norway chess
guy. Yes, yes.
If you've watched me a little bit here, I'm James Montemagno. I'm big into chess. Anyways, I'm big. Do you play chess?
I do. I mean, you're saying like, leading with the chess game, so I'm like a little worried.
I'm the worst. You can find me on chess.com, James Montemagno. You can challenge me, you'll beat me.
All right.
But if you follow me at all, you know that I love the open source community. I'm one of the top contributors of I'm going to toot my own horn here.
Yeah, do
it. One of the top contributors of C#, people followed. I started this big initiative and worked with the community on plugins for Xamarin and open source all this stuff. Once I found GitHub and I found this amazing community of open source, I was willing to not just sometimes give pull requests, but give you feedback, contribute to help you make your libraries better. I fell in love, and I'm just, you look at my GitHub, it's just green, 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 green. I love it, right? Now, John, what are you doing at Microsoft? What's your official title? What's going on?
Yeah, so as of early March, I started as the executive director of the .NET Foundation.
What does that mean?
Yeah, exactly.
it's one of those Microsoft titles.
So, so first of all, what is the .NET Foundation? What is a software foundation,
right?
So there's a lot of things it's not, which people kind of assume. Like, is it PR? Is it marketing? Is it this or that? And it's like, really, I think the best thing to do is step back and say, what problems does it solve?
Yeah.
So you said you love to, like, contribute to open source. You like to build open source projects. You run some open source projects, right?
I run some. I contribute to some. I definitely write issues to some. I've signed some CLAs. I don't know what it means, but I've done it.
Right.
And I'm good.
Okay, good. Yeah. So
can I benefit from a foundation?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
I love .NET. Okay. I love C#.
So there's two ways. One is that software foundations make it easier for companies and individuals to work on the same code base.
Okay.
Right? So think of something like, like .NET, right? Mm-hmm. Any of the .NET projects, the core CLR or something, right? So you have Microsoft employees that are hacking away, typing up their .NET open source code.
Yep.
They push that code to a repository. You at home, you contribute code to... push code to a repository, you make a pull request.
Yeah.
Both of those source code files will say copyright .NET Foundation.
Okay, got it.
So what that means
not
is... Not
copyright Microsoft. Even though it's in a Microsoft GitHub.
Well, it's not.
Oh, it's not.
These repos, if you go to github.com/.NET, poke around all those repos, they're MIT licensed, and the MIT license will say copyright .NET Foundation.
Oh, interesting.
So there's this little kind of step where when you contribute code and it'll say like CLA, checking CLA, your CLA assigned, at that point you've contributed that code to the .NET Foundation.
Okay, got it.
So there's some important things that happen with that, right? What that means is that code is like out there forever, permanently in the, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's out there, yeah.
So Microsoft's not going to yank it out away from you.
Got it.
And there's also other companies that are contributing, right? So you've got Samsung, Google, JetBrains, you've got several other companies that are investing in Microsoft, in .NET open source.
Sure.
Right? And so this is bigger than just Microsoft.
Yes, yeah.
So thing number one is that companies, people collaborating on the same code base.
Mm-hmm.
Thing number two is that community projects can also join the .NET Foundation.
Got it. So you have large companies like your Microsoft, your Google, your Samsung that have projects in the .NET ecosystem, whether it's desktop, ASP.NET, Xamarin base, you know, Samsung has the Tizen support, things like that.
Yeah.
So those are companies. But then you have individuals that are A, contributing just to those repos, or B, that have their own project.
Right.
You're saying that they can become part of the foundation?
So if
and
you...
Why would you want to do that?
Good
right?
question.
Because, I mean, I like all my greens and I like my followers, right?
Okay. But. So some to throw out there are things like NancyFX, Cake Build. Cake is a popular
big
one.
Big fan of Cake.
There's a bunch out there. You know, like testing frameworks, all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah.
So why would they ever want to become part of a foundation? They got a good thing going.
Yeah.
Well, so there's a few things. There's the idea of what happens, how sad is it when you're searching for a solution to a problem and you find a repo and it's unmaintained? Mm-hmm. Last commit 2 years ago, there's a bunch of open pull requests.
You're like, is it dead? Is it just the best library ever, and it doesn't need anymore. Right. Like, yeah, what's your boss wants to know? Someone's going to ask it at some point, right?
So that's sad, right? Yeah. I mean, it's and so the idea is we want our open source projects that we care about to keep going.
Got it.
And most open source project leaders, yourself included, I'm guessing. I know for me, you don't have a whole lot of time to put into these projects, right?
Yeah, got a lot of projects, not a lot of time.
So the time you do have, you want to be writing code, you want to be fixing bugs, you want to be pushing releases.
Yeah.
So you don't really want to spend your time on things like thinking about legal, thinking about governance, thinking about, you know, what is my long-term contributor plan? What happens if I, you know, some people say get hit by a bus or win the lottery, you know, positive and negative.
I'm
right? Right? So how does someone take over from you, for
got
you?
Got it. Yeah. So maybe you're ready at some point. You're like, I've done the most that I've done. I've moved on to a new job.
And right.
I love it. It's my baby, but I can't. And I know what to do with it now. Right.
Or
it's graduating on, and it's ready to leave. And someone's else, you know, is graduating to college.
I mean, there's all different kinds of examples of things where it's like, it's been a one person project. Now we want to have three people. How do they figure out who owns this code?
Oh,
how do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I've worked with some where they're like different people, and they're like, "Well, who owns this? We really don't. Any of us want to own it? We want it to be jointly owned, right? We want it to be." And then you have things where there's like somebody is like you said, "I'm tired of working on this.
Yeah.
We've got this other contributor." So the idea of kind of governance and keeping things going long term.
Got it.
So there's that kind of like, how do you make a project last a long time and kind of set those systems up, right?
That makes sense. Now, for people that want to join, like have their project in the .NET Foundation, like how would they even go about it? Let's say I have a code repo that has, you know, quite a few issues and it has quite a few pull requests, but it has a million NuGet installs, right?
Yeah.
Is that good? Is that, I'm not JSON.NET,
so,
right? So,
yeah.
How do I get there?
So on the .NET Foundation site, there's this thing about submit a project.
Got it.
And there's a thing here where it's kind of like, fill in a survey, let us know about your project, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is just a basic, like, simple, like, an Excel form survey.
Okay.
It's basically like, hey, tell us about who you are,
okay,
right?
Perfect.
So there's that. There's also some things as far as, I don't want to submit one right now, although that would be really cool, right? There's also some stuff for new project guidance. What does it take to be a good, you know, what's a project that's a good fit? What are some things we're going to be looking for as part of the onboarding process?
Got it.
So there's things like, do you have a code of conduct? Do you have, you know, there's some obvious things. Do you have a good name? Do you have, like, you know, a plan for marketing and stuff like that?
Yeah.
But so there's some general things that we'll recommend. Hey, here's some stuff you should set up that's just good practice.
Yeah.
There's also things that are, one step on here is the actual signing a contribution to where you actually contribute your code to the .NET Foundation. So it no longer says copyright James Montemagno, no longer says copyright the whatever project, it says copyright .NET Foundation. But I'd argue that's good for you. Like, you basically, you're still the maintainer of the project, you do all your stuff, but it's...
Do I still own it then? Am I like, is it still kind of mine, or is
we
it...
We all own it.
We all own it for the greater good.
Greater good.
I mean, really, it's all open source, so we all technically own it, yes.
Yeah. So when
actually, I've had some apps ship and they have to include the licenses, and I've seen my name inside of apps, and I was like, I don't know if that's good or bad. Like,
well,
like, is there some legal out? I don't. It's all MIT, so I'm like, it's yours, right?
Well, yeah. So two things with that. One is there is some wiggle room on stuff where you're like, I really need to keep my name on this, or I can only contribute this part. Mm. Obviously, we can work all that stuff out.
Got it.
But the other thing you mentioned as far as legal, like, what should I do? That's one neat thing is we actually have like a legal rep that helps us figure all these issues out project by project.
Yeah.
So I've talked to some projects and they've said, honestly, some of the biggest support that I've gotten from .NET Foundation is knowing we have legal backing, you know, and knowing, and then also having this endorsement. And I don't know, endorsement's maybe not the right word.
It's kind of like a stamp.
It's a stamp.
It's kind of like a stamp. Kind of like, you know, before I joined Microsoft, I was a Microsoft MVP. I probably would have become a Xamarin MVP if I didn't do that.
Right.
It's a really cool thing. It's like, I've done all this hard work, and it's like the stamp of like, yeah, you did.
So,
right? It's awesome.
Right. Yeah. So I've talked to people.
With
and
benefits.
Yeah, exactly. So the idea is somebody says, hey, boss, I'd like to use this project. And they say, this project, I've never heard of it. And they can say, check it out. It's copyright. You know, this is a .NET Foundation project. It's not going anywhere. This is one where there's been some due diligence on the source code. Like, pedigree and all that, yeah. You know?
So like, the bosses at the enterprises, the legal teams at the enterprises, or where you're working, are going to feel a little bit more comfortable about this new gig.
Some confidence in it.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yep. So confidence in, you know, that the source code's been looked at, that the project's been kind of given a once-over, that, and then also, in most cases, we recommend that there is a contributor license agreement set up.
Okay.
And, you know, like, people be like, oh, that's a pain. In reality, most projects I contribute to, it's like click, and you're done, you know.
You're done, yeah. Super simple. And some of them aren't even required. I do often, the biggest thing that I love when people contribute and do a pull request are fix my typos.
Yeah.
That, I mean, if you can just fix all my typos, that would be great. And I get tons of pull requests. I'm so thankful. You wouldn't think I'd be thankful.
Right.
I love it because I'm typing so fast. And I've done that to some of the Xamarin ones, which some of them are in the .NET Foundation.
Right.
And you don't even need to do a CLI. It's like, oh, this is very minimal.
Yeah,
good, right? It's fine.
So I actually did, during my talk today, I went in and I was like encouraging people to do pull requests. And I actually saw something that on the ASP.NET docs where it was like ASP.NET came out almost 15 years ago. And this doc was written in October. And I was like, wait a minute, it's been over 15 years since .NET. So I did on stage, I did a quick little pull request just to show people, hey, it's this easy, you know.
Oh, got it, cool.
But so those are kind of the two big things, is one that joint ownership for companies and people and individual contributors to work together, and then two is that supporting those member projects. And there's the whole governance and the whole kind of common framework. And then, you know, there's another thing that I didn't mention, which is the, like, just support systems. So things like a build server, AppVeyor, you know, signing certificates and signing services, you know, if you need to sign your releases.
It's like taking care of for you. The .NET Foundation will do it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you have a friend that's like an expert in this stuff.
Right.
And you can go to them when you need some of these things that are so crucial for the long-term success of a project.
I've got a slide on this that I've got.
Yeah.
This is the, so you know the different, like, as-a-service things? You've got pizza as a service. Here we go. So you may have seen, like, here's the pizza as a service model, right? So you go all the way from, here I'm making the pizza at home, I'm doing all the work, right? Yeah. All the way to going to a restaurant where everything's done for me. Yeah. And there's the in-between where I do some and the other people do some. So taking a look at this for open source as a service, you've got things where, like, if it's just you running the project, you're doing everything.
Crushing it.
But you're busy and you're spending your time on other things.
Yeah.
Now if it becomes a team project, I made this blue because I don't know, it's a prettier color, but this is multiple people working
on
it, right?
Okay.
So now let's say you're a sponsored project. And this is like you're still doing this stuff, but maybe the company or whatever that's sponsoring you is handling some stuff like providing build servers and stuff.
Okay, got it.
So now let's take it all the way to a foundation member, and the idea is like, what if you could spend all your time on just writing code and fixing bugs, and we can handle some things like the legal, the governance, the security, the paying for your expenses for stupid, like, I need to renew my website, or I need to,
got
you know,
it.
That
and
kind
it's
of
not
stuff.
Just you writing code and fixing bugs and reviewing issues.
It's
other people and developers passionate about this project that are going to go through the time and do the CLAs and going to sign up and do the pull requests.
Exactly.
It's like they would have, but now we're all together. And I feel like, to me, when I go ahead and submit pull requests to something under this, I almost feel like a stronger connection to the project.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I feel like, I know that the developers and the teams, this is dedicated, this is long lasting, and something I'm going to continue to use over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be pretty great. Cool. All right. So, if we go back to the .NET Foundation website.
Sure.
Is there a place to go on there to see, like, who's currently in it, what's in it? Like,
Is there
cool promotions?
Well, so, depends what you mean by cool. I mean, here's the list of projects, right? So
I like lists. That's cool to me.
So if you like cake, you know.
I love cake.
Right, we can search. There's like.
Okay.
So, and then there's, you know, I mean, so you can go through some of these different repositories that are members, and this is a mix of a lot of different ones, right? And you can. So that's
485 repositories, 485 projects?
Now, keep in mind, .NET has tons of repositories, right? If you go to the .NET organization, you're going to see, like, I don't know how many just alone there. So, right?
Oh, I see. Because all of our, those all the .NET are contributed.
Right? And then NuGet as well.
Got it.
Whoa, I went all caps.
Little NuGets.
Yep, so you got NuGet. You've also got, you know, like ASP.NET. Right, so
some of the core ones are in there.
Right. So you'll see a lot of repositories as a result of that. Yep. Right. The, Yeah.
So what type of stuff are you looking for? What types of projects are you looking for at a high level? Someone's watching this like, hey, I'm working on a project.
Yeah.
What does John think about my project?
Honestly, I
fit his criteria?
Yeah, I feel like, so there's different models. Like there's the Apache Foundation where they're more focused on like, we have one logging framework and we have one this and one that, you know?
Okay.
So it's more of a like picking a winner thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like what we've been doing and I feel like is the right thing to do is, in the .NET ecosystem, we've already got all the kind of blessed Microsoft out-of-the-box things, right?
Yeah.
We've got the Microsoft, whatever, dependency injections and the Microsoft, you know, entity, you know, ORMs and stuff.
Yeah.
What I feel like .NET Foundation can do is really encourage the whole ecosystem to have multiple different things. Like, we don't need to pick some winners, you know?
Yeah.
So really, it's looking, and if we can look at something and say, yeah, this is valuable to the community, they've got a strong, they've got a good team, they've got a good model in place. Like, we talk to the projects and we'll say, like, how active has your project been? Do you have plans to bring up a community? You know what I mean?
Yeah, got it.
So it's either cases where you've got one person working really hard, but they feel like with the .NET Foundation backing, they could bring on more contributors.
Got it.
Or if you've got like a core team and they're working hard and they just want to go to the next level, it's that kind of thing.
That makes sense. And it also seems like on the .NET Foundation website, you have additional resources to help developers that are maybe starting their first project or have one that may be interested in going to the .NET Foundation. Can then read some guidelines, best practices.
Exactly.
Help. I mean, that's going to help me because I have all these projects. Like, am I following these guidelines? Am I doing okay?
Yeah,
that's
you know
what I want to see.
Just in general, this new project guidance. This is good stuff for anybody to do, regardless if you're joining .NET Foundation. You know, this is good stuff to think about.
This is my homework. This is what I'm going to do tonight. I know what I'm doing in Oslo tonight. Probably going to go find some more coffee.
Yes.
And then come back and join the .NET Foundation, and maybe you'll pull it in. Well, John, this has been awesome.
Thank you.
Everyone, go to .NETFoundation.org.
That's true. Yep. .NETFoundation.org.
Awesome. We'll be back here at NDC. My good friend Seth will be back. I cannot wait. Tune back in and stay in for some more NDC Oslo.